I got on the train with Jim as he went on to Salt Lake City for induction, and at a point I turned around and went back to Sioux Falls. And so he was gone overseas for a couple of years, and then when he came back, I got a telegram that said, meet me at Bristol, South Dakota on a certain day at a certain time. And I was at Bristol, just a wide space in the world, with a depot agent there, and I heard the toot-toot of the horn of the train coming, and it came to a halt, and the long arms of a khaki-clad soldier reached up and pulled me onto the train, and the next thing you know, we were gone. And he had made arrangements for us to go to Minneapolis. So we got to Minneapolis at the Curtis Hotel, and there was a room provided for us. Jim had done some homework with his people he was with, and we spent several days in Minneapolis getting acquainted, and then we came to Texas to meet his family. I had come to Texas earlier alone because Mrs. Riddlesberger had requested that I come, and so I met his extended family at that time. But when I came with Jim, it was kind of down to business, and we were en route to continue our education at the University of Texas in Austin. So in a borrowed car, we drove to Austin, and as we approached Austin, I saw acres and fields of blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush. As far as I could see, and I was so impressed because the trees and the shrubberies and the plants were so different from what I knew in my experience. So we got settled in a room with kitchen privileges. Jim enrolled in school to continue his work toward his PhD, and I went with him to the Carroll and did some wrote on index cards the names of the books and the pages that he was citing and all that. And then I thought I needed to do something to make a living, put husband through, and we had the GI Bill, of course, so I made application to meet the superintendent of schools, and I got a job teaching at Palm School. Every school had a library, and as it turned out, the residents, the children in that school were all Mexican, and coming from the Midwest, I had never seen a Mexican, say nothing about visiting or working with them. But we had a wonderful relationship. The children came to the library, and it was a new experience for me, and it worked very, very well. Then this continued for 2 years, and then we decided that we wanted to start a family. And so in the summertime, when school wasn't in session, my husband encouraged me. He said, here we are in the shadow of this great university. You need to take some courses. So I went to Gregory Gym, and you know, all this was so new, and signed up for courses in the summer. And then when fall came, I enrolled in a graduate library science course. And I was the first one to enroll in. It was a new course that was being offered. And my memory tells me there were maybe only 8 or 10 people in that class. And I was pregnant, and so one of the women had a baby or a child, and so she gave me baby clothes and blankets and things that she had, and so I was the recipient of some nice slightly used garments. And the school ended, and my first child was born June 3rd, and in 1949. And then Jim got a telephone call from his professor at North Texas, where he had gotten his bachelor's and master's degree, and he said, Jim, we need you to come and teach for us and bring a friend. And so the friend he brought was Roscoe Adkins, and they too had had a little girl in June of 49. And since we were students, we didn't have much furniture, so when we were getting ready to move to Denton, we engaged a moving van, and their things and our things were in the same moving van. And so we came in 1950.